This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here we go. 4 seconds remaining. Flames will inbound the basketball on the baseline. Ball comes into the corner. Watson shot. No good. 2-1. Game over. Dragons champions in 2013. A bunch of smiling faces down there on the basketball court, not only from the Lady Dragons, but from Coach Dyke Furkett, his daughter Faith, and Coach Kenny White.
That's how it sounded Thursday night at Auburn High School. And Terry Tote, we got a full house of state champions this
morning. We got a packed house of the state with the state champions, the Lady Dragons. Good morning, ladies. Some of these people could be considered barely conscious because I think they had a sleepover last night, right, Jade?
Yes.
Yeah. So you probably got to sleep at, you know, like 6 this morning. No? No, you actually got a little bit of sleep last night? Okay. Okay. Well, we're joined in the studio by the Lady Dragons. We have Kenny White, the coach, along with Dyke Burke, coach. And guys, good morning. Kenny, good morning. And Dyke, good morning.
Good morning.
I guess let's just take a deep breath. And have you calmed down yet? I get up a little bit close to that microphone there, Dyke.
Sure.
And I know we were just saying how you get wound up for these ball games. You can't relax. You can't sleep. And you're miserable for a day or two until you kind of get back into a regular cycle. Are you breathing again?
Sure am. We had a great day yesterday at school. You were there. Yeah. Obviously, and we're thankful that WSMI was there. Had a great pep assembly. I just want to thank not only our team, our players, our coaches, but the community, our police and fire protection. On the way home from Raymond, on the way home from Auburn, we were met in Raymond by our local police, escorted to Butler. Once we got to Butler, there were about 5 fire trucks that escorted us into town. Actually, shut down the Butler T and let us go right
through.
There you
through. Go.
Hey, now that's...
Yeah,
that's,
it was pretty sweet. The girls
enjoyed
it.
Arrived.
Yeah. But we had a bus rocking. We not only on our team bus had our team. We had our 8th grade girls and our 7th grade girls, but we had 30 extra junior high students with us on the bus. So it was rocking all the way home. Windows were down. Horns were honking. As soon as we made it into Hillsboro and turned the corner there on Main Street and the courthouse and saw the dozens and dozens of people, it was really inspiring. It was quite a feat.
And Hillsboro has always had amazing community support, no matter what the situation may be.
Yes, it has. I mean, if you're gonna win your basketball games, football games, whatever it is, Hillsboro's gonna back in. And we saw that firsthand. Went through Main Street and then on down through almost to the Dairy Queen and through Hilltop Drive and around the high school and then eventually back to the junior high. It was quite a scene, a lot of fun.
And Kenny, one thing that I guess a lot of people don't realize is how difficult it is to compete at a high level and be successful. I mean, you can be a good team, but still not get to a high level like these girls did.
Yeah, absolutely. It takes a lot of work, you know, not only during, you know, our season, but in the off season. Yeah. I know this group of girls especially have put in countless hours in the gym, you know, during the summer. Even playing 2 sports, they still take the opportunity to get in the gym and work on their basketball game. It takes a lot of work. It's not something that comes easy. But it's a lot of fun too when it happens.
A great deal of fun, and a lot of times the draw has a lot to do with it when you get into the postseason. And not that the draw was easy, it was not, because when you got to the quarterfinals, it was a packed. I mean, that the competition was stacked.
Oh yeah, you know, yeah. That we looked at who we drew, and obviously Lockport.
Yeah.
And we knew right off the bat they were going to be playing some great competition. Bigger school, playing some really good teams in the Chicago and suburb area, Joliet area. But one thing that kind of rung out to both the coaches and Kenny and I is when we got there, the Lockport coach, first thing she said to me was, "How long did it take you guys to get here?" She said, "About 40 minutes." She said, "We left at 5 a.m. to get here."
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was quite. And you know what? And I think early in the game, it showed a little bit because they really didn't have their legs, and our girls were fired up and took it right at them, and we obviously never trailed in that game. And I don't know if it was the drive or what, but they just – or maybe it was our Dragon defense. But
that's something to do with it.
Yeah, I'm sure it was, but they didn't play very well that 10 o'clock game on Saturday.
Dick, I'm just curious. You've been a high school basketball coach. You get a lot of scouting there. What do you do in terms of scouting opponents at the junior high level? Do you do it?
Well, when we have our tournament at home, we get an opportunity to see a lot. But I'll tell you, we had a scouting report on Lockport. We were fortunate enough to have a set of parents that drove up to the suburbs of Joliet area, Lockport
wow.
area, and scouted Lockport on their regional final game. We played our regional the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, our regional final at Pena, won that. Lockport played theirs on Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, so we had a set of parents that drove up and scouted and gave us a CD. We get off the bus after defeating Piesaw in Vandalia, and we get back to Hillsboro, and I've got a parent that hands me a CD of the Lockport Regional.
Wow.
So
nice.
We had an opportunity to see them and scout them and get an idea of what they were going to do defensively, and it helped quite a bit.
Those parents might deserve like a championship medal maybe or something.
That's right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It was. I was impressed. And I tell you what, I was impressed with the quality of the tape job, because in high school taping, when we taped our games in high school, we had a kid doing it, one of the freshmen or sophomores who really didn't want to be there, and this was high quality. This was good stuff. I mean, the timeouts, you could see the timeouts were zoomed in on the Lockport coach. You could practically read the lips of the Lockport coach.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of those high school kids up there videoing during the high school game, and they're doing anything but paying attention.
They don't want to be there.
They look like little leaguers that are five-year-old, you know, kind of looking around. What am I doing here? Mm-hmm. And defense is what the Dragons displayed during the tournament.
Yes, we did. Boy, we stepped it up. I think those two games Saturday are as good or even better than we played all year. And, we're playing man-to-man. It's the first time for a lot of these girls playing man-to-man defense. It's something that Brett Teakin wants us to do, the varsity coach at Hillsboro. He requests that we play man-to-man, and we're doing it. It's just going to be a stepping stone. It's his feeder program, and we're an extension of the high school program, and I feel it's important that that's what we do. And let me tell you, it took a little bit. The girls had a lot of success in fifth and sixth grade and at the lower levels playing zone. And I know they did try to play some man-to-man, but that's primarily all we're going to play. And they bought into it. And we preached to them how if you're good enough in the full court man-to-man, how you can turn it into an offense. And they bought into it. And what impressed me up at the tournament is we were able to play it and extend the floor and not foul. Hmm. Other than Thursday night, we were really not in any foul trouble mm-hmm. at all during the entire three games at the state tournament. And that is, if you saw us play on Saturday, people came away impressed at how well we played defensively, extending the floor and trapping and getting our reads and doing it without fouling. So that's a tribute to these girls that are in this room.
Kenny, Doug's been doing this a couple years. You've been doing that about 7 or 8 years probably.
At the junior high level.
At the junior high level.
Years, yeah.
And the level of competition – and I don't know how the conference affiliation runs, but we're in a powerhouse area of girls basketball.
Absolutely.
Even at the junior high level.
Absolutely, yeah. The area in general is just loaded with talent. Our conference this year was it was competitive. I mean, there were games where we had a fight for every win that we got in our conference, and I think back to our regional was basically our conference teams. You know, to me that gave us a little bit of concern, because we've seen all them teams twice already. They've seen us. You know, they knew what we were going to do. So there was some concern there. To me, the biggest game that I thought really where I saw, you know, what we were capable of was our sectional game, Piesaw. Piesaw just had such an excellent program. They always have for years. And, you know, they defended well. They really made these girls earn everything that they got in that sectional game. So, but, yeah, as far as the area goes, just loaded with middle school girls basketball talent. I know you made the comment there that night that this was the fifth year in a row, I think, that you guys have actually done a championship game. So that says a lot for this area, you know, when it comes to middle school girls basketball.
And four out of five of them have been state champions in Southwestern. A couple years ago, finished second to a team from Normal. And, you know, it was in that game all the way down to the very end. So it was, it's been pretty impressive here the last 5 years.
It has
been. The folks from the IESA going, oh, you're here again.
Yeah.
And I'm going, we kind of like this. You know, it's okay to kind of make this a tradition.
First name basis.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't get to a break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we will talk to the state champions themselves, the Lady Dragons, coming up next.
What's new in Hillsboro? Cobwebs and Clutter Resale, located in historic downtown Hillsboro. Stop by and see what everyone's talking about. Buy, sell, trade, and they pay cash on the spot. Quality used furniture, vintage Lionel train sets, John Deere items, clothing, and collectibles. Cobwebs and Clutter has something for everyone. Gift certificates and layaway are available. Open Monday through Saturday from 8 to 6. Cobwebs and Clutter. Enjoy the difference in downtown Hillsboro.
This is Teresa Lang of Security National Bank. At this time of the year, we need to take a moment and remember the true meaning of Christmas. On behalf of the Board of Directors, management, and employees of Security National Bank, we would like to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. We have four locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Visit us on the web at www.securitymb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And at 9:15, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. A winter weather advisory is in effect until noon today. Cloudy skies for today with up to 4 inches of snow possible. We'll have highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy skies and colder for tonight. Expect lows in the mid-teens. Heading for tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Expect a high Sunday of around 25 degrees. At 9:15, we have a temperature reading of 32 degrees, and the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
B-Dry Waterproofing Solutions is a full-service waterproofing company serving the greater St. Louis and Metro East area. B-Dry specializes in basement, crawl space, and foundation peering solutions. B-Dry has been satisfying customers for over 50 years and provides free initial consults and estimates, as well as excellent service with a lifetime transferable warranty. So if your home is in need of a waterproofing solution, call B-Dry at 1-800-966-2379 or go to bdry.com.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's in Litchfield. Kurt's has commercial Goodyear tires and complete exhaust, and now is a Hertz car rental agency. And, of course, heavy and light-duty towing. Kurt's crew cab rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. When you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. Remember 324-2400.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond. BR Virtual Sports in Hillsboro has everything you need to have a great time. And it's not just for kids, it's for adults. Virtual sports include hunting, golf, car racing, spinning bikes, batting cages, air hockey, and pool. Call 556-8558 for tee times. Memberships and hourly rates are available. BR Virtual Sports, for the child in all of us. Located on School Street across from Vogel Lumber in Hillsboro. Like them on Facebook.
And Sports Saturday continues. Our Sports Saturday is brought to you this time by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville in Raymond. By Alan Polgenpohl, your country financial agent in Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By B-Dry Waterproofing Solutions, serving Central and Southwestern Illinois. Contact B-Dry at 1-800-966-2379 or at bdry.com. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. By Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing of Litchfield. By Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. By Cobwebs and Clutter in historic downtown Hillsboro. By BR Virtual Sports in Hillsboro. And by Nokomis Auto Body and Alignment. Once again, here's Terry Tote and Tim Mize.
All right, Tobinot, thank you very much. We are back here on Sports Saturday, and we maybe could get a few more people in Studio A, Terry.
Well,
but not many.
We've had
Where's the fire marshal at?
We've had about 30 or 32 in here at one time years ago, but I don't think we have quite that many, and that's probably good because these guys are all talkers. I mean, they're all full of hot air, right?
We couldn't shut them up during the break.
Oh, almost as bad as Carl DeBarros. Oh, almost, staff, you know, the talking magpie, yes. We call him. So. But Abigail Courtright has the microphone, and they call her Hoss. And there she came in and was extremely important in that ball game in the second half in the championship game because there was a little foul trouble. Hoss, explain to us what you had to come in and try to accomplish.
I just had to make sure I would not foul because we didn't need any more fouls. And number 55 was just taking it to the basket, so I had to make sure to cut her off.
The first half, I think she right down the middle of the lane three or four times. And I think I remember on the broadcast, I said, well, I bet Coach Burkett's going to address this at halftime. So you probably did, didn't you, Dyke?
Yeah. In fact, if you don't mind, she did exactly what we asked her to do. First time Hoss went into the game, that girl got the ball. Mm-hmm. Hoss backed off. The girl actually took a dribble back, a step away from her, and I think it may have been a three-point attempt. And it clanged off, didn't get it. And then there were a couple times where she moved inside and Hoss fronted her, took that away. Several times she took the dribble away from her. She just played excellent defense for us.
Absolutely.
People don't realize the value of bench personnel. But you can go to any team that's ever won a state championship or played at a high level, and they have those key people that can come off the bench, Kenny.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's the great thing about this group is, you know, from 1 to 13, you know, every single one of them earned this. It wasn't just the starters, you know. It was every girl on that bench from the top to the bottom that just played such an important role in this. And you know, there was a point there in the, I think it was early fourth quarter, that Dyke came down and looked at me and Faith and said, "Do I go back with Tabby?" And we're like, "Man, I don't know, Hoss. She just did such an awesome job, you know. I mean, she just came off the bench and huge." And I even told her after the game that, to me, I thought that was a critical part of the game when Tabby got in foul trouble. And but again, that's just been the mindset of this whole group, you know, the whole season. They weren't worried about being starters. They were role players, and they filled their roles well, real well.
What was it like before the ball game? What were your feelings? How did you get things under control and get things organized, Abigail?
Well, I just took a deep breath first.
That's a good answer, really. First best thing to do is take a deep breath. Yeah. But what was racing through your mind? Do you remember?
That I was going to mess up on something.
Been there.
People who never accomplish anything never mess up. But if you try things, sometimes you do mess up. You don't need to worry about that. Just, you know, keep pushing forward. You did a great job. Thank you. Congratulations. How does it feel to be a state champion?
It's really
Has
good.
It sunk in yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Just really awesome.
Have you seen a video of the game or anything?
Yeah. I heard the podcast.
Okay, well, that's good.
A good answer.
Well, that's a radio station.
WSMI.
Wow, we got a jingle singer.
Look at that. Bam.
Brian Talley will be contacting you for a little talent fee here.
Have to put her to work before we get her out of here.
Timbo, she wants our job.
I like it. She can have it.
Yeah. By the way, the broadcast and the celebration yesterday, yes, both available on the website, WSMIradio.com. Just go to the front webpage, and there'll be the latest podcast down at the bottom of that square. It says click here for more podcasts. Scroll down to the next page, and you'll see it under interviews and specials.
There you go.
That's where you'll find the podcast. So, next, and you are?
Faith Calvert.
Yes, you are, Faith. How are you?
Good.
How's it feel to be a state champion, kiddo?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Really good.
As you look back over the year, this past season, who's the toughest team you played?
That's a good one.
or were there two or three that kind of stand out as being, you know, very good opponents? I bet Southwestern was one of them.
Yeah.
They always seem to be good, don't they? Yeah.
So
as you were coming out on the floor, you know, big crowd, and by the way, the Hillsboro crowd was awesome.
Unbelievable.
There was green from one end of the gym to the other. It was extremely great to see. What was it like running out onto the floor for the state championship game?
I was really nervous, but it felt awesome knowing that, like, since there wasn't a whole lot of time left and seeing how far up we were, it just, like, you kind of knew that we won, and it just felt awesome.
Did the crowd pump you up?
Yeah, most definitely.
That's good. Do you have a favorite memory that you're going to take away from this year, other than just, you know, winning the state champion? Do you have a particular play or a game that you kind of like?
Probably when I fell on Coach Burkett. Like,
that's a story that'll grow in proportion over the years. And 25 years from now, you'll go, oh, well, I got to tell you this story, okay? Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And new, who's next?
You, not me.
Shocker?
Shock.
Mary Shockey, hi there.
Hi.
Tell us about your experience at the state tournament and how much fun it was. Was it a cool time?
It was mind-blowing. It was really exciting. Nerve-wracking.
What do you worry about? What were you worrying about?
If I can make a basket.
That always helps a little bit along the way. Yeah, sure. Sure.
Yeah.
What was the attitude coming into the championship game in the locker room? What was the atmosphere like in the locker room? Were you guys all pumped up, or were you about to climb the ceilings, or you know?
Yeah, we were really pumped up.
Okay. And you had a good time, I bet.
Yeah.
Okay. So, how does it feel to be a state champion?
Pretty good.
Pretty cool.
Mind blowing.
That's a term from the 70s, you know.
I've heard it.
Yeah.
I've heard it.
Yeah.
Dak, you can speak to this, but nervousness, that's just a natural part of competition, whether it's junior high state championship, high school state championship, college or pro. Even they get nervous before ball
games.
Oh,
sure. Even the coaches get nervous before. That's the main thing, is I try not to show that going in. And one thing that both Coach White and I, he was really good at this, because he's had a couple teams at the state tournament. This is the first go-around for me. But anyway, what we tried to preach was composure. Whoever can contain their composure, maintain it first and early in the ball game, is probably going to be your winner. And one of the girls said, I forget which one it was, but we just told them, take deep breaths. Take a deep breath, relax, try to maintain and get your composure back, and we'll be fine. But you talked about what the pregame locker room was like. Every team needs a hoss. Every team needs a hoss.
Kept it light, did she?
Did she ever. I walk in there, you know, it's coaching girls, first turnaround for me. So I always knock on the door, make sure everything's okay. Everybody all right? Yeah, come on in. I get in there, and Hoss look like she's back in the 70s doing something out of Flashdance, that movie where she's on the floor. And that's just Hoss. That's what she does. She just makes everything at ease. And I tell you what, she can play on our team anytime.
Yeah. You got to have that kind of a ball player, though, on your team to keep things light. If you don't, the nerves just become overwhelming.
Absolutely. And, you know, sitting next to Faith, she looked at me and she was like, I'm so nervous. She's like, I don't know how you do this. And I said, you know, you just, and trust me, even as coaches, you're a wreck. You really are. But what I've learned through the years is you can't show that. You know, you got to stay, again, maintain your composure like Coach Burkett said. And that's the great thing about this group, too, though, is I don't think I ever once this year saw them show it. I mean, they were always just so relaxed and just enjoying every moment of it. But I was as just as nervous as you were. I just everything I could to not show it.
Once the game starts, though, it's just another basketball game. You really have to approach it as just being another basketball game. Do what you do and do it well.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely,
success will follow. Who's next?
Kyra Huber.
Hi, you there. How are you?
Good.
Tell us about your experience.
It was nervous at first, and then in the middle of the game, it wasn't as nervous because they were up, like, they were with us the whole game, but then we beat them at the end.
Once you got a little breathing room, a little bit of a lead
there.
Yeah,
it wasn't as nervous.
Yeah, I think you relaxed a little bit, and not that you relaxed and played, didn't play as hard as you did, but things just seemed to flow a little bit better, so, yeah. So wearing that state championship finalist and getting the medallion, you know, that was all a pretty cool thing, right?
Yeah, it was amazing.
You walk around and say, hey, look at my medallion.
No. I would.
That's yeah, we would. We probably would. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Next. Who's next? You are?
Abby Sargentson.
Absolutely, Abby Sargentson. How are you?
Good.
She's the talker of the bunch, right?
No. Or not.
Maybe not. Abby, tell us a little bit about your experience and memories.
It was my first year doing basketball. I felt nervous. and it was, I felt good after the basketball game.
You were nervous coming in at the beginning of the season, but did these mm-hmm. other young ladies help you calm down and make you part of the pack, so to speak, part of the team?
Yeah.
They have a knack of doing that, don't they? So as the ball game was going on, what were you thinking as the state championship game was progressing along?
I felt
were your palms sweaty? Were you nervous?
I was nervous.
Yeah. were you yelling on the from the bench or yelling when you're on on the floor and you got out there and talking to people and hey, you know, whatever.
Yeah, Abby Courtright, I was sitting next to her, and she kept yelling in my ear.
You're just lucky she didn't break out into a dance routine. But I guess as long as she stayed in the coach's box, it would have been okay. Maybe, so that's good. Well, congratulations. Feels great to be a state champ, doesn't it?
Yep.
Absolutely. All right, who's next?
Kylie Hanner.
Hello. How you doing, kid?
Good.
She provided what? Some points, 3 points in that first quarter, kind of gave the Dragons a little bit of a breathing room there. I only had a two-point lead, but it's good to get on the board early. Tell us your feelings as you come racing out on the floor, a packed house. And the neat thing about the gym at Auburn, it's a perfect-size venue for a state championship. But the two teams from the third-place game, their fans, once they finally got them off the floor, T-Town people... You got to shut the lights off when those guys are there. I'm telling you, But once they finally got them off the floor, the Hillsboro fans just flooded the gymnasium. What was it like coming out in front of a huge crowd from Hillsboro?
When I came out, I knew I couldn't be nervous because either way, it would be our last game of the season. And either we went home with a win or went home with a loss. But the final two is awesome, so...
What did the coaches tell you before the ball game? Did they say what were they able to do and tell you to help calm things down?
They basically just said, do what we always do.
Okay. And you did! And now you're a state champ! Something you'll remember for a long, long time. Congratulations.
Thank
you. All right. Who's next?
Sheridan Lyerla.
How are you?
Good.
That medal looks pretty good around your neck there, kiddo.
Thank you.
Yeah, you wear it well. So your favorite memories of the state tournament, maybe... Share one or two of them with us.
I really enjoyed the student section. I think they were a big part in the win to help us get motivated.
And I think the Hillsboro crowd was a 2-1
to
Pleasant Plains.
Definitely.
I mean, it was just overwhelming and loud. The student section was loud. There were noisy critters over there, weren't they?
Yeah, they were pretty much having to cheer off with the other student section.
I don't think they ever sat down. They were standing the whole night. Yeah, they were crazy. So as the game progressed along, what were your thoughts? What was going through your mind?
I felt confident, but I didn't want to be too confident in us winning. And I think it helped whenever Kylie Meyer made the first shot. We all could breathe.
Pass the microphone to Kylie. Were you surprised that you hit the first shot, or were you confident?
Yes, I was surprised.
Really? Because you stepped right up and you nailed that thing. I mean, it was just a few seconds into the ball game, and I'm thinking, hey, we're off to a good start tonight.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So, and does your confidence build after making a shot like that early in a big game?
Yeah, then I know that I have to turn it up on defense so we can come back to the offensive side.
So as the game was progressing along and it was looking like, well, we might win this thing, what was going through your mind down the last few moments of the ball game?
Well, I knew we had it, and it was exciting.
Indeed it was. Indeed it was.
And that was huge because, Kylie, the first two games of the tournament, she struggled with her shot. And Faith did such a good job of talking to her, trying to maintain her confidence level. But, Coach Burkett and I both – her defense those first two games is really, I thought, what carried the team. Faith just kept telling her, your defense is outstanding. Don't worry about your shot. So when she knocked that first shot down in the championship game, Faith and I both went, oh, wow, good, So that was awesome. It was awesome for Kylie.
Give the mic back to Coach Burkett for a second, and Dyke, talk a little bit about having Faith alongside there and what it meant. Number one, she's a great, great young lady, mm-hmm. and it was a pleasure to watch her grow up and play basketball, but just having family on the bench with her.
Oh, it makes it extra special, Terry.
Yeah.
The season we had, enjoying it, going through the season. She's coming to practice. She's coming to games because I have a tendency I can wear on people because I get on them pretty hard. Yeah. And then to have an extension of the family there to see the other side, right. The so-called loving side, if you can see any coming out of me. But they certainly can see it more out of Faith than they can out of me. And that was just, it was, I think, a main reason why the girls were able to buy into what we were doing. Because both Kenny and I, we were pretty hard on them, particularly early in the year. Our practices are rough. Matter of fact, we've got a little column in the Hillsborough Journal. It's called Dragon Beat. Mm-hmm. And the writer even put in there that she heard that girls' basketball practice was pretty rough. Well, it is at the very beginning. And then to have Faith there to calm them down and to be at their side and be like a colleague to them. So it's really special. I'm glad she's been around.
Faith, what were you saying to Dad and to Kenny on the bench? Were you offering any advice or saying, hey, now take a deep breath here, Dad.
Yeah, I was definitely relax. Some of that.
Yeah, we've got, we'll share an incident with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I did what I could. They're pretty good at what they do. They didn't really need my help. But I felt like I was a good mediator between the girls and my dad especially. He's good at what he does, but, yeah, he definitely can come down pretty hard sometimes. I've seen both sides. But it was fun. I mean, nothing like it, for sure.
So
we had a little incident at the championship game. Tabby got in foul trouble and sat her down, put her back in, and she immediately got her third, mm-hmm. took her out again, and she became emotional. And I kind of went off on her and told her, you know what, I can't put you back in if that's the way you're going to be. So Faith is there immediately.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And I start to chew on her again, and I get the stop sign. And you know what that means. Any married man knows what a stop sign is, except I'm not getting it from my wife. I'm getting it from my daughter. So, okay, I read it, and I turned away, and Faith handled the situation and put Tabby back in. And if you remember, she scored on the layup. She was better defensively, didn't foul again, and so – I think that was a big help, having Faith on the bench.
Yeah. It was a bold move of mine, for sure.
But you were in a good position there because he wasn't going to do anything in front of all the people there, right?
That I can just relate. I feel like I can relate better to these girls. I was a pretty emotional player myself. So whenever I would see them get emotional or get down on themselves, I would try my best to motivate them in any way because that's what I would have wanted whenever I was playing. So.
And you're not that far removed from it either.
No. I'm only a sophomore in college, so I played 2 years ago.
And your feelings having the privilege to be on that bench?
I mean, it's something I guess you could say it's a dream of mine. I've grown up watching my dad.
You've been a gym rat, let's just face it.
I really have.
Yeah.
I've been going to games and practices, open gyms my whole life. So to be able to sit with him and him seek my advice and stuff like that is just something I've always dreamed of, and it's kind of like a dream come true.
We have the Lady Dragons, the state champions in 7th grade, in studio today. We're going to talk to the rest of them, but we need to get to a break. Sports Saturday rolls on in just a moment.
The winter winds are a-blowing, so if you invited friends over for the evening, serve them something a little special. Farmer-owned Prairie Farms Eggnog, made with the freshest ingredients and delivered to your market fresh, not canned. To make your eggnog a little extra special, whip Prairie Farms whipping cream into stiff peaks and then gently fold it into the nog. Pour into frosted glasses and top with a sprinkling of ground nutmeg or cinnamon. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms.
Being in an accident is no fun. And at Nokomis Auto Body and Alignment, Pat Giacchino gets that. And that's why where you take your car after an accident is an important decision. Nokomis Auto Body and Alignment makes that choice easy by giving you the best care in collision repair. They're passionate about cars and more passionate about getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Nokomis Auto Body at 111 Morgan Street. Call 563-2262.
The holidays are here, and the best place to do your Christmas shopping is the Dressing Room in Hillsborough. They carry brand new and consignment clothes, shoes, and jewelry for infants to adults, even junior men. This Saturday, December 14th, visit their open house and purchase a gift certificate for the holidays while you're there. The selection is always changing, and every day there's a sale on something. Shop for the holidays at the Dressing Room on South Main in Hillsborough.
And at 9:38, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you this time by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. A winter advisory is in effect until noon today. Cloudy skies for today with up to 4 inches of snow possible. Expect a high today in the mid-30s. Cloudy and colder for tonight. We'll have a low of around in the mid-teens. Heading into Sunday, partly cloudy skies, expect a high Sunday of around 25 degrees. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies, expect highs in the upper 30s. Lows will be in the low 20s. At 9:40, we have a temperature reading of 33 degrees. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
Auto and home insurance to financial planning, from education to retirement. Country Financial doesn't want to make your decisions for you, just support them in the best way possible.
You can grow your own way. Grow your own way.
Just call my dad, Alan Pogenpole, your country agent in Raymond.
If you have an injury that needs rehabilitation, you need to consider the therapists at Teamwork Rehab. Teamwork Rehab's Hillsborough location offers the only aquatic therapy in Montgomery County. Aquatic therapy provides effective therapeutic treatment for those who have limited tolerances for traditional land-based rehab. Our therapists in this program hold a variety of certifications in specialized aquatic therapy. At Teamwork Rehab, you'll always get one-on-one individualized therapy by a licensed clinician. Give us a call at 532-4160. Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsborough Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal intention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
This is Teresa Lang of Security National Bank. At this time of the year, we need to take a moment and remember the true meaning of Christmas. On behalf of the Board of Directors, management, and employees of Security National Bank, we would like to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. We have four locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Visit us on the web at www.securitymb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And at 9:41, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize and Terry Tote.
Before we get back to talking to the Lady Dragons, the state champions in 2013, we do have a cancellation, a postponement. The Litchfield-Rochester girls JV and varsity games tonight have been postponed. That would be a terrific matchup, huh? So we'll look forward to seeing that rescheduled. And our friends at Litchfield say congratulations to Coach Burkett and the Dragons on their championship. And they know a little bit about something about that.
Yes, they do.
They've had a couple of pretty good years there when they won the 7th and 8th grade state basketball tournaments.
And that will be a game Litchfield wants to get made up, too.
Oh,
that'll
yeah,
be a good
yeah.
quality opponent.
Absolutely. And that's probably what works in the favor of these young ladies, the ability to play good competition almost every single night. And now that you've won this thing, you've got a bullseye on your back. And I don't know how the how's coach going to react to that, Kenny?
No, I'm not sure. That's to be honest with you, that's been in the back of my mind. You know, but I mean, I'm up to a challenge. But you know, again, I think you know we'll come into next year just with the mindset that it's a whole new season. And well, you know, that's kind of what we've told these girls all year is that you know don't worry about what you did last year, or the year before. You know, it's a whole new season. And but yeah, having that target on our back. It's going to be a little scary, but you know what's going to be fun, too.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun, I think.
Good target to have.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'll take that target any day.
It's a good problem.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
A good kind of problem.
You know what? When you talked about the competition, we start our season with a Fall Hoop Classic that we host, Edwardsville Liberty. Ooh. Their 8th grade team is playing today. They're in the quarterfinals undefeated.
That's 4A.
4A.
Yeah.
Chatham is also up there. They're in the tournament. Mm-hmm. Taylorville's in it. Cahokia is in it. We also played Paint of St. Pat's, who was in the 1A, I think finished fourth. Taylorville, 7th grade, finished fourth. So we play a lot of quality opponents during our regular season. And then next year, we're adding a 9th team. We're adding Edwardsville Lincoln. So you know, when the postseason runs around, these girls are going to be playing some quality opponents.
In fact, that's something even at the high school level, the Toppers have never shied away from playing people.
Never have. Coach Teakin has really upgraded that schedule since he's been there. Yeah. And when they get around to the postseason, they're battle-tested.
But, you know, you go down there and you're playing that Highland Girls Tournament. That's a miniature state tournament every year at Highland.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, it's absolutely brutal when you go there.
I remember when Coach Teakin's team, the Puckett girl and Pretner and Schulte, they won that.
Yeah.
They won that their senior year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Won the state in 06. And I think it was you or somebody from WSMI asked the Puckett girl, what's it feel like? And she said, it feels like winning a state tournament.
Yes.
Because
there's
such quality teams down there.
Yeah. And they beat T-Town that state championship or that championship game in 2007.
And they always talk about success kind of breeding success. And I would imagine the success that the varsity program has had over the last number of years, these young ladies here, they've kind of just grown up with championship caliber basketball.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, they were playing championship caliber basketball before they came to junior high. You know, one parent told me they played as many, a cumulative of over 400 games before they get to seventh grade.
Man.
So they're doing some traveling. They're doing some playing in the off season. They're putting in the time. So they expect it. It is really expected.
And there's an old saying, basketball players are made in the summer and not in the winter. Yeah. And this is a perfect example.
Oh, yeah. They put in a lot of time on their own. We open the gym in the summer. We spend more. We don't do a lot of games in the summer, but we do more with footwork and fundamentals and getting up and down a little bit. But we spend a lot of time, what we talk with the girls on, the little things.
Mm-hmm. You said something interesting there, Dyke. They expect it. I mean, a coach can only instill so much or certain things. You can't really teach work ethic or heart.
No. And to have success, you've got to have that. And these girls certainly do. And I don't know how many games they played, what all they won. When they came to us in 7th and 8th grade, we said, oh, that's out the window. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear your past record.
And that's what Coach Teakin will tell them when they're freshmen?
Exactly.
What have you done for us lately?
Right. Yep.
That's what it's all about, yeah. All right, let's continue to talk to the Lady Dragons, the state champions. You are?
Aubrey Rupert.
Ding, 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 ding. Roop, roop, roop. Everybody knows Roop. So tell us a little bit about your experience in the state tournament.
I was nervous at first, and then when Meyer hit the first shot, I was okay.
And then you relaxed and everything was cool, huh?
See that first ball go through the basket and just relaxes everybody.
It's amazing. It's like getting a run early in the ball game for a baseball game or, you know, an early touchdown. And no matter the sport, an early score is an early score.
Doesn't matter if you're a teenager or middle age. You know, that first bucket goes through and now we're going.
Tell us a little bit about how the crowd played into the success in that championship game.
They were really good. We had a lot more than Pleasant Plains Zone. I thought we were going to win because we had a lot more people. And
they were loud.
Yes.
Yeah, they were very loud. Didn't even have a crowd mic, and they were overwhelming the microphone sometimes. That's a loud crowd. So, yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Next. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Terry, I just have to say something. Could you guys – I have Roop in class, second hour.
And she just talks.
Could you guys – come to class, and then you're going to see the real Roop. You're not seeing the real Roop.
Well, if you want, you can take that microphone with you and just make sure she has that in class at all times. Yeah,
yeah. I don't mean that in a bad way. I enjoy her. Yeah, believe me, I had her mama in school. That's how old. I'm giving my age away. And her mother.
And I did your ball games on the radio, so that tells you how old I am.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, but her mother is one of the sweetest students I've ever had in school. Matter of fact, when Roop came in and told me who she belonged to, and I watched her a couple days this summer and in class, and I said, you sure you belong who you say you belong to? Because your mama was nothing like this. So you're not getting a real Roop here this morning.
I think it was that sleepover that must have done it. So who's next?
Jade Scroggins.
Jade! And you were the ringleader last night at that sleepover, right? I mean, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So that's why everybody's tired. Because you were partying all night long, probably.
Terry, the sleepover's like Vegas. Whatever happens, it's a sleepover. Stay the sleepover.
There you go. That's right. That's
You're
right.
not going to get anything out of him on that regard.
Jade, you got into the championship game, and, you know, that's always an exciting thing. What was going through your mind as you got into the ball game?
Honestly, I kind of wasn't nervous because I had faith in ourselves, and I knew that we were a really good team. But in the locker room, I wasn't. We were all banging on the lockers, and we were really happy that we made it. And when we started circling the gym, That's kind of when it got on me, because then the crowd was like screaming their heads off, and it was just exciting and amazing.
And what's interesting is that you have this huge crowd, but during the regular season, you don't see crowds like that for junior high basketball. You just don't. So it's a whole new element to be added to the state tournament level. And it's sometimes, I think, it tends to freak some people out sometimes because, it's just overwhelming at times.
Yeah, because we're just not used to that. Yeah, and all of a sudden, everyone.
But then you got used to it real quick, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah.
Jay, congratulations.
Thank you.
Nice job. Let's continue to talk to the Lady Dragons. Who's next? Don't be afraid.
They're all jumping at once.
Yeah, I know, Tim. You're gonna have to separate them over there.
I know. It's going to be rough.
Tab, how you doing?
Good.
Tabitha McKinney. So tell us about your experience in the state basketball tournament, those three games, and the thing that I marvel at once you get into the postseason is that, and that no matter what level, whether it's junior high or high school, the tournament itself, to me, seems to progress so fast that a lot of times you just don't have time to enjoy it. It's a great couple, 3 weeks, but man, it just flies by because, you're involved in school and everything else, and have you had time to kind of reflect on what's happened?
I've had a little bit of time to think, and whenever I was playing the game, I just, wasn't really nervous, but, whenever I came out and sat down on the bench, I started thinking, and I got a little bit more nervous. And then I just kind of took a deep breath, like what Haas did, and just kind of calmed myself down, and I started watching the game a little bit more and got excited. I about jumped out on the court and wanted to play, too.
That's great. And in that state championship game, of course, you got into some foul trouble there, so that was a problematic for as far as your playing time is concerned. Once you came to the bench and had to sit there, sometimes your mind goes 1,000 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. So you were looking forward to getting back in, and it was just one of those nights.
Yeah, I was looking forward to get back in and not try and foul as much as I did before. That way I could just kind of play a little bit more. That way I could try and help the team. And
you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had a bucket late in the ball game there. It was a big bucket. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Have you had time to kind of absorb all this, take a deep breath, and what do you think about being a state champion?
It's pretty awesome. Yeah. Whenever we were going back home, there was a whole bunch of people and they were honking their horns and we all got to hang our heads out the windows and our heads about fell off from being frozen.
That's a great experience. That's a great experience. Congratulations, Tab.
Thank you.
And
Sammy Matouche.
How you doing?
Good.
You kind of ran the point. Mm-hmm. Scored some points. For a person who can be a dominant presence on the floor, she's rather quiet.
Yeah.
Is she like this in practice, guys?
No, this isn't. This isn't.
And she's really not quiet. She might be quiet in here, but her actions are very loud on the floor.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how was the experience of a state tournament, Sam?
It was pretty good. I mean, you could tell that we were all nervous, but actually we were more eager than we were nervous. And you could, feel the tension in the air. But after we got a lead, all the tension went away.
Is it true that once you make a trip up and down the floor a couple times, you're okay, you're in the ball game, it's just another ball game?
Yeah.
Yeah. And playing against a team like Pleasant Plains, they have a pretty good track record, too, of good basketball. You knew you were going to be in for a battle. And what was your mindset going in against these guys? Did you have a specific plan? What was what was the deal going in against these guys from Pleasant Plains?
Earlier in the in the past years we had played them and we had beat them, but none of that had mattered because it didn't matter if you were good that night. It mattered that you were good specific night.
Sometimes your coaches say, well, it's tough to beat a good team two times, but I heard a smart coach say it's tough to beat a good team one time. So and that's the case, and you were prepared for it, as you reflect back on it, and you reflect back on all the work you put in, has it been worth it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Sammy's one of those, and Dyke will agree with me, Sammy's one of those special players that I think every coach dreams of having. She's a floor leader. She's a team leader. You know, there were times coming into timeouts this year where she would look at me as the assistant coach and, we need to do this, or, you know, or, and I don't know how many times she told the girls, nothing but layups, million-dollar shot, as Dyke would call it. Just such an incredible player, not only off the floor but on the floor, team leader.
A coach on the floor,
absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But she's fun to work with. I look forward to, you know, getting to scream at her a little bit next year. But yeah. Such an incredible person. Again, team leader, floor leader, a player that every coach just dreams about being able to have a chance to coach.
Yeah. You know, I want to echo those words that Coach White was shouting. I remember 10 or 11 years ago when you had Alan Prettner and Denny Lloyd in here after they won their state championship. And you're doing a similar situation with the players. And Hope Schulte.
Yeah.
Hope Schulte. And I remember Coach Prettner and Coach Lloyd saying that Hope Schulte was a motor of that team.
Yes.
Sammy's a motor of this team.
Yes.
She is. She's a vibe. She sets a stage. As Kenny said, there are numerous times throughout the course of the year, and I can pick out Piasaw, and I can pick out the state championship game where she was a calming voice on the floor. She was an extension of the coach's box on the floor. And oftentimes we could go to her and she could relay the message, or she knew ahead of time what we needed to do. And she was that calming voice in the locker room.
That's terrific.
And she's another one. I know she was awful quiet like group today. She's another one I haven't classed.
Nothing like this.
No, not at all.
They're saving it up for Monday.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah,
that's right. Zach, we talked a lot about the state championship game today, but I'm curious about the quarterfinal, semifinal Saturday. You play two games in one day. Well, you hope to play two games in one day. Just kind of talk about the process of that day, because that's a long day of basketball.
Yeah, it was. But the incentive we had, girls, we play at 10 o'clock. Saturday morning, we're playing a very good team coming from Lockport. Here's our options. We lose, we're coming home. We win, we're going to the corral.
Oh, there it is. Yes,
there you go, baby.
That's it.
Golden Corral.
That's all you need.
That's all I needed to say.
Food.
Exactly.
Bribery. Yep,
that's all I needed to say.
That's right.
Exactly. You know, and we did have concerns going in against Lockport for obvious reasons. You know, they play in such a great conference. They play some really good teams, I'm sure, night in, night out. They're in a war. They're in a battle. And you look at the record, and they got 22 wins, and we're thinking, man, we saw them on tape. You know, we didn't really get a good idea of how well they were because the team they played was not that good. But we saw a sense that they had two really good players, and we felt if we could take those two girls out and make other people beat us, possibly, we had a chance. And we did exactly that. We jumped on them early. Played really, really well, played well defensively. We were efficient on the offensive end and never trailed. I mean, just took a 6-point lead at the end of the first quarter. I think we were up 8 or 10 at halftime and just expanded on that and never looked back.
When you can lead an opponent wire to wire like that, that's impressive.
Oh, yeah, it was. And it was for us because we kept, you know, in the back of your mind, when is Lockport going to make a run?
Right.
Yeah. All good teams are going to make a run. That's something we mentioned at halftime and never did ever see. I think we were up 10 and never did Lockport get it to single digits. So we just played with a 12-13 point lead the rest of the game.
Have we talked to everybody? I think we got all the girls on the radio. That's good. That's terrific.
At least everybody who wants to be.
Everybody. That Well, it was an incredible run, and certainly the Hillsborough community is very proud of what's happened. And as we mentioned, you girls will have the target on your back next year, but that's a good problem to have. And Dyke, as you've experienced your second year of coaching girls basketball, it really is just coaching basketball.
Exactly. As I mentioned at the Pep Assembly yesterday, there was a couple of coaches, J.R. Baduras and Coach Teakin, who've both been on my side, been with the boys, and have gone to the both coaches said, hey, it's still basketball.
Yeah.
It's still basketball, and it has been for 2 years. And let me tell you, I've really, really enjoyed it. I've had a blast.
Like, it's amazing the evolution of girls basketball, say, over the last 10 to 15 years. I mean, it's staggering.
Hey, I was a senior in high school when they started girls basketball at Hillsborough. My younger sister, Gail, was on that first basketball team. And, I mean, this is the way they treat them. They played their home games at Beckemeyer Gymnasium. And if you've ever been in Beckemeyer Gymnasium, you can't, in the corner, you can't fit your feet in between the out-of-bounds line and the three-point line. That's where they played their home game.
And I'll say this. There's been a dramatic change in basketball, even going back to the era of Hope Schulte and Maria Prettner and those girls. Mm-hmm. I mean, basketball has progressed so much, even in just a handful of years. It continues to be better and better and better.
And it's better and better and better. And these girls are a test to it because they start, what, third grade did you start playing organized basketball? I remember, you know, as a kid growing up, I did start playing with the Gold Miners in fifth grade. Dale Comer was our coach. We played in fifth and sixth grade. And then you'd have 30, 40 kids come out for junior high basketball within your grade. And so, it has changed.
Yeah. Girls basketball to me has just come such a long way, you know. And I think that 02 team with the the Schulte Prettner group, they kind of set a standard that all these younger kids want to try to live up to, And in my 7 years of being there, we've had some really good girls basketball teams. I think back to my first year, Faith was actually the eighth grade team that I first had a chance to come into the program and start coaching, and they were such an awesome group, had such a good work ethic. And again, I think it all stemmed from the success that Coach Prettner and Coach Lloyd instilled in the program, and it's fun to be a part of it. A girls basketball is huge right now in Hillsboro, and feels really good to be a part of it.
Gonna have to get a bigger trophy case over there.
Absolutely,
that's a first world problem.
That is a first world problem. That's exactly right.
We'll ladies, congratulations, guys. Thanks so much for being with us. We certainly appreciate rubbing elbows with the state champions here on Sports Saturday. We are unfortunately out of time. Again, if you're looking for the podcast, they're available on WSMIRadio.com. You can download a copy for no cost. It's a tin roof. It's on the house. Doesn't cost you a dime. Thanks so much. For Tim Mize, I'm Terry Tote. That's it for Sports Saturday. You're listening to the 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, the station you can count on, and the voice of the Lady Dragons.